Ex-NFL player says Black Awakening will boost to Trump in 2020. By Warner Todd Houston on December 29, 2019. A former NFL player is warning the Democrat Party that a huge number of black voters are now ready to vote for Trump in 2020, and that block of new voters will likely mean a Trump victory. Former Minnesota Vikings player Jack Brewer thinks that Trump could get up to 20% of the black vote in 2020. And if that happens, the Democrats are doomed, no matter who they nominate. Democrats need to keep their entire black voting bloc, and any significant number of defectors will hurt the left. Brewer, who also played for the Giants, Eagles, and Cardinals, said that Trump's policies had made the lives of blacks much better, and a growing number are noticing and turning against the Democrat Party as a result, The Washington Times reported. There is a tremendous awakening going on right now in the country, Brewer said about black support for Trump. I'm going to take the guy who's actually putting in the policies that are going to make life better for my young black son and my young black daughter, versus somebody who gives me lip service, like, unfortunately, the Democrats have done for our community for years, the former football player added. That is what's going to win the election. Why? Because there hasn't been a Republican to even try to go in and talk to the black community, Brewer continued. They don't go there. They don't even try. I think he's trying, finally. Brewer also noted that he soured on Democrats after Barack Obama. For me, once I saw the policies that President Obama pushed in the back half of his presidency, it left a bad taste in my mouth, he said during a recent appearance on Fox and Friends. And then I really started being awakening. Sick, to what was happening with the Democratic Party. Making so many promises but then abandoning the community that I worked so hard in, he added. I said enough was enough, and I really started putting aside what my parents and my grandparents taught me about sticking to the Democratic Party because they were the party for African Americans, Brewer said. You know, all that rhetoric sounded good back in the 60s. But the facts are that the policies just don't help our families, the former player insisted. In 2016, then-presidential candidate Trump directly addressed black voters and asked them a very pointed question: what do you have to lose by supporting him? Our government has totally failed our African American friends, our Hispanic friends, and the people of our country. Period, Trump said in Akron, Ohio, in August of 2016. The Democrats have failed completely in the inner cities. For those hurting the most who have been failed and failed by their politician. Year after year, failure after failure, worse numbers after worse numbers. Poverty. Rejection. Horrible education. No housing, no homes, no ownership. Crime at levels that nobody has seen. You can go to war zones in countries that we are fighting, and it's safer than living in some of our inner cities that are run by the Democrats. And I ask you this, crime, all of the problems. To the African Americans, who I employ so many people, to the Hispanics, tremendous people, what the hell do you have to lose? Give me a chance. I'll straighten it out. I'll straighten it out. What do you have to lose? And you know, I say it, and I'm going to keep saying it. And some people say, wow, that makes sense. And then some people say, well, that wasn't very nice. Look, it is a disaster the way African Americans are living. In many cases, and, in many cases, the way Hispanics are living. And I say it with such a deep felt feeling, what do you have to lose? The then candidate asked. I will straighten it out. I'll bring jobs back. We'll bring spirit back. We'll get rid of the crime. You'll be able to walk down the street without getting shot. Right now, you walk down the street, you get shot. Look at the statistics. We'll straighten it out. If you keep voting for the same failed politicians, you will keep getting the same results. They don't care about you. They just like you once every 4 years, get your vote, and then they say, bye, bye. Now that Trump has taken office, many blacks feel that he has gone a long way toward fulfilling that promise. Black unemployment is now at its lowest rate since they started taking the measurement. Black small businesses are booming. Jobs are plentiful. Wages are up. Confidence is high. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook.com/Warner.Todd.Houston.